that's instrument we studied last Wednesday, is under the Indam Sulim, and I gave you a tshuva from Yos Moshe on Hotzi Dam Sulim instrument, Yos Ochal Maise. And there's a second little tshuva that I attached to the same page on also Aktipo and Yesh Ochosh and Biyah Gemur. Okay, we'll just make reference to it in a few minutes if you have that available to you. Let's take again, Kupsar Gimel. Chava says that even though lo ha'os adam to the bodko la'motza t'meya shem ha'os ha'tipa zam kechardu v'chipur shechvazera. The question I like to know more than lo ha'os adam, right? We do not ask a dam psulim. Im lo gomar biyo, rak hera bo. So the shayla asked in that second little tshuva that I gave you, what if raw dam, but not to gomar biyo, but to ha'oro? Shayla now is, the second time they have marital relations, below Ra'as Adam, how do you treat their first consummation of the when they consummated the marriage with her oro, and she didn't see much dam, but a little bit. What's the suffix? That really they didn't finish it, the dam sulim problem, and the second time we'll treat the second biyur as a time of biyur rishona for Dam Sulim, because the second time was Gomer Biyoso. First time was only Herobo.
So, those words, he could have punctured the first time, but he didn't finish, remove it.
First time, they were not Gomer Biyo. But actually, not seeing Dam at all the first time, then we were passing like the Ramah, that she's Tamea. Because Shemir Chippur is Sechvazera. But she did see a little bit.
What does Kippur mean?
Huh?
What does Kippur mean, really?
Maybe the semen covered up. It's interesting, you worry about Kippur's Dam Kechardel. Mm-hmm. So maybe there was Dam, but you couldn't see it. Therefore, you couldn't see it on the sheet. So therefore, we asked her, as if she was Saddam. But what if was Saddam, but only a little bit? But they were not Gomer Biyoso, so what's the suffix? That next time, when they're Gomer Biyoso, if she sees Dam, Pashetzach, Dam Sulim, and she's Tameya. But what if she doesn't see Dam the second time? Will we treat it like the first time, where we say Chashin Hashem Echapur Sichvazera, and she'll be Tameya on the second time? The first time she wasn't Tameya. Why? Because Herabov Lo Ros Adam Vematir. And this time Herabov V'Ros are the first times, so she asked, but they did not go Mirbioso. So the first time she was Tameya, the Tumah of Dam Sulim, you see the 11 days, right? Now what about the second time? Yeah, you understand how the child shapes itself. If her Ola doesn't count, why? Because we've got to say to the Mor that her Ola below Ros Adam,
You don't worry about dam psulim. Only dam abayosan, which means the mamdiya is what is really takes out the dam psulim. Now you should worry about that the second time, really, the dam psulim came out, but the law also only because shifushet was there.
You with us? People look puzzled. Why?
You're saying that the second time, if it's kippus shifa zera, she has to take 5 days from the time of bia, and then 7 days nikiyim afterwards. So you're saying we were saying then she's nitami.
Actually, 4 days. The fifth day she counts as the first day of shifa nikiyim.
Okay.
Unlike a regular nida. We'll review that in a minute. People, you have to learn to deal with the shayla.
With the first, I understand the first case. There's blood with tahara.
First was only ha'ora. Ha'ora, look at the children.
Right, that's what it says. So why?
Ha'ora, and didn't see a lot of dam, only a little bit.
So what are we passing in that case?
So she's tamei dam suli.
Okay.
Right. If it was ha'ora, below also klum.
That's the case of the ramah.
That's the ramah with the matter. Right. But here she saw dam. The achar, look what it says. Achar she nitara, after she went to the tara period, they had now full relations. Shaili is, you have to worry about the full relations. Because the Ramah said that he'ora alone doesn't seem to be any proof positive that he did anything. Because if lo rosa, we don't say rosa and the kibusha bazera. But we say lo rosa, lo rosa. And we don't ask for them. Then the next night they can have relations again. But here she saw only a little bit, right? Do you have to worry about the second time? What would be if she sees a little bit the first time, and the second time she sees again, which is the normal problem we have with manazeh? Then she's tumei again. You tumei the first time, tumei the second time.
Doesn't she just come for
that? But here the second time she did not see. Do you apply the chash of shema? Before she was there, that's the shayla. You with us? New people. But yeah, try again. Okay, once more. Right. Just you have to structure the shayla based upon the halachas we know. We know that not seeing dam the first time they have bia doesn't mean that she's not tamei. We say chashin and shemet before she was there. I'll word it a little differently than that. What do you call the first time that she didn't see dam? Do you call it the first time she didn't see dam? Meaning, even if halva only? But if she would have a gemara, that's your summit, she would have a gemara bigger than she would have seen dam? And therefore, the second time, if they have relations, and she sees dam, even though we know it's dam psulim, a doctor looked inside and said, no, it's from the hymen bleeding. It's dam makor. If you're a regular nido, married 2 years later, had such a child, we'd say dam makor. No, no problem. But now, we have the exam of dam psulim. So, the maradiyah, after her avow, would make a puzzle if she saw dam. The question is she possibly if she doesn't see dam? Because her erebo doesn't mean that the psulim was removed by an instrument. Right? Apply the first shuva to it. We said, if you remove it by an instrument, it's okay. Well, the instrument that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave, in normal marital relations, that's supposed to remove dam psulim. But it didn't remove dam psulim the way I expected it to remove dam psulim, which means a significant amount of blood. Here she only found tivas dam kechargo. So, api alofe, we had asorah anyway. But don't I have, therefore, the reservation in my mind that next time they're going to see dam again? Because next time when they're goma biyoso, they'll surely see dam again. But she didn't see dam again the second time. Said, well, I know why. Kippur shekwazera. I'll make a tamar anyway. In other words, if I carry through the principles upon which the Chazal passed in this way, I would have the same shash
The second time, because second time was different than the first time. First time was only Erova. Second time was Goma Biyoso. And Goma Biyoso, I expect to find Dam. And if I didn't find Dam, I'll give the same reasoning. Shem, if you push, it was there.
I saw here in the Torah that if her Vesula is totally destroyed, we still say Shema, she didn't see it.
No. As I gave you the first Shuba last week, if they remove it by an instrument.
Well, we're not talking about by instrument, though. We're talking about Har. Oh, you're saying something different. Okay, so you say it's not like Shema.
It will clear your people on the why you find it. What if she sees Dam Shulin three times, four times in a row? This is not unusual. Happens the first time they saw Dam, the second time they see Dam, but they didn't finish removing the entire hymen, right? Tell me again. And the third time, she'll be coming again, and the fourth time again, the fifth time again, until she goes to a doctor, and doctor tells her, nah, it's not from the sumit, it's because you have a little infection going. But until that time, you should find the sumit to carry out. Until she sees, as we'll see, until she has normal relations without any discomfiture, as we explained last time, then we assume the void of Amachus Tashus, and you're really in trouble. Then I can't be told on the sumit. Okay.
Shouldn't she be sent to the doctor for the second time she sees blood to make sure that
I'm sorry?
Not Dama. If she sees down the second time, should she therefore go to the doctor and not wait for the third time?
No.
Second
time. 99 times out of 100 will be dumb soon.
The third time she sees down, she should have her check it out.
They're kind of annoyed that they have relations once, then she has to come for 11 days. I mean, it gets a little bit messy, then she has a normal period. So, of course, you run to a doctor to find a solution, see what could possibly be. And usually it turns out to be an abscess, a little infection from the area of Dam Shulin that has to be touched up by the doctor with some silver nitrate. No problem. Moshe, referring to the little tumor that I had that last time. Okay, the attachment one, you got it? Okay. Based upon, again, the basis is that Yesh Makilim and Lohor Sadam, right? But we don't pass in that way. But Nogo Lohokel, how we do pass in is, if Lo Goma Bio, Hak Herabo, Lohor Sadam. Avol in Boaleh Biyomamish, which is what the Mechaber says, Boaleh Biyomamish, then what? Tzorach Lifkut Preven Afish Lo Ros Adam. Okay? That's not it. So now, again, so the Shail is, do you have to worry about the second time, because the second time different from the first time, in that second time was Goma Biyoso, and the first time was only Herobo. You say she didn't see Dam the second time, so what? But if I expect her to see Dam and I don't see, then we say Chipur Shifazera, and we ask her anyway. Right? That's the shite.
Does Ramosha say that, doesn't he say here that the Tachan was only through Bia, so therefore... I'm talking about the first one.
The first one, right.
Yeah, he says here, Hey Mokum Likush, Plow, Mahavi Zed Dabra Bior, Shehud Dam, Avasulim, Barak, Aide Bia. So, he's quoting there...
No, I'm
referring to this right here. In other words, is he saying that only through Bia Gamora that you have the Tachana of Dam the Sulin, or is it also by Ha'ara also?
No. He's not talking about that. He's asking whether that there's a low plug Gizela. A low plug.
Damsulim, I don't care how the Damsulim came out. Damsulim makes a ton.
Okay.
Right, that was the question. See, he brought a raya, he said, but surely by Mukha Seitz, we would call it bigger Damsulim, but the doctor's instrument, what he called, also is not Damsulim. Okay? Okay. In other words, there's no guarantee that a ha'ora cannot finish the act. In other words, it all depends on geographic relationships there, on spatial relationship, maybe it did come. Then he goes into what's important to know. He says, Mashahoy or Rak Tifa Achas. He says, Bevovzis Domera Muotin, Efshe Nishalo Rak Tifa Achas. It's such a concept which I don't believe holds in most cases. The fact that a woman is already 12 and a half years old doesn't mean that she shrivels up and there is therefore no Namad Dabsulit. Maybe she's 45 years old, possibly. Yeah. But here we talk about a bogus, even though after she's 12 and a half years old. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, there is such a concept that quantity doesn't count, it's the quality that counts. Yepsulit or Dabsulit. It's a qualitative distinction between a woman who has two damsulim or not. But the fact that some women will show a lot of bleeding and some less bleeding, that has nothing to do with it. Memela, the hod hashinim lo rosa shenefoshu vazera, right? That's who Ragviti was gam kechadol, right? Ama de pomim af narol sana in rosa yosim itib kechadol. Now yosim yimashma lo yechoshu lechipuchu vazera. The quantity of dam that Chazal seemed to be concerned with, he says, I'll put it a little differently. Why would the Chachamim be afraid once they made the takone? And they knew the takone was not a chash kolis. They knew it's damsulit. Nevertheless, they make such a takon. I told you why. Some say because we're afraid of dam chimud. It's an aspect of dam chimud, like Rashbo says. Others say it's due because it mimics roi dam achmasashmish. Right. Therefore, they want to put a chumrah on it there. But what were they concerned with? So you see, they were concerned with maybe tipas dam kechargo. Right. If you were really not concerned of tifa dam kechal, but you were concerned that maybe there's significant bleeding, then I wouldn't add the chash shema chifur shevazera. Then it would be an irrational concern. It's only because we talk of dam sulim as tifa dam kechal. That's all we're talking about. Therefore, when there you would expect, if you say what? The first time ha'ora, it was tifa zam kechargo, ufei shifa zera, chifo shifa zera. The second time, gomer v'yoso, what do you expect? A lot of blood. That's what you would find it. Ah, you say, second time, you'll be afraid of what? Sheme chifo shifa zera, nonsense. Chazal won't worry about sheme chifo shifa zera when there's significant bleeding. Only worried about it when there's a shash of a little bleeding. Then you could be afraid of sheme chifo shifa zera. Anyway, Alocha Lamaisa, the important aspect here is that Dio Gemura is not differentiated from Ha'ora Legabe Dam Sulim. Only Lekule. If what? Lo Goma V'yoso, the Lo Ha'oso, then I assume that nothing was there. When? When Ha'ora Bo. If however Goma V'yoso,
I assume there was a tipas dam techadu and shipul shepazera. However, if they had relations the second time, and the second time is more significant than the first time, because the first time was a oraba, second time was gomer v'yoso, I don't introduce a new chash. That my mind tells me that if the first time was only a little bit of dam, the second time where I expect there should be more dam, or at least additional dam, I should also ask her. So here, the psaki is, no, you didn't find any dam, you didn't find any dam. Ah, you have an expectation that maybe that the second time will cause more bleeding than the first time. If there was such an expectation, you would find it. It's a kind of achzuki isura lo machzikinan. The first time, I'm choshes because the robe or vast robe, it's a muted, where they don't see dam. And the second time, there's nothing that forces me to assume that there will be dam the second time, even though gomer v'yoso. Ah, you tell me the first time you saw only a little bit of dam, that's what you're supposed to see. Chazal were only dealing with a little bit of dam. They didn't make any exodus worrying about there's more dam than a little bit. And where would the more dam come from? From gomer v'yoso versus ha'ara for the first time.
For the dam that came from the ha'ara from the first time, would that cause a person that came? Should we have to wait Shimon that came after that?
Right.
So is it more likely then that it wasn't really, it was kind of somewhere between ha'ara and gomer v'yoso
why? So did you find dam? You didn't find dam.
The first time,
do you say? The second time should be more bleeding than the first time. Then why didn't you find it? So give me the same chash. Shemek tefur shevazera. I said, no. Shemek tefur I use only to explain why you didn't find a little tipah. But I won't use that concern to say why you didn't find real bleeding. Real bleeding won't be covered up by the semen that leaks out of her. Okay?
In terms of if they had the second, third, and fourth time that they have bia and she bleeds, but on the first time there was a bia gemura, so therefore can we hold by a kula? Can we hold by a kula? Meaning, is there any way to hold that since she had bia from the second, third, and fourth time should be?
No. Then we assume that he was goma bioso, but wasn't going with the dam soon. In other words, there's still. Remember, it's a piece of tissue, right? When the dam psulim come out the first time, it means there was sufficient damage done to the hymen that in the period of time, in the 11 days that she waits, right, it all shriveled up, it all healed, a scab forms and falls off. Right? If, however, not so, the hymen can cover almost all the opening, half the opening, a little bit of the opening, it's totally in the women. Right? When it covers almost all the opening, usually they can be gomer v'yoso, period. They need surgical intervention. They need a doctor to help out. So that there's such variability. When he's gomer v'yoso, and he injured the hymen, but not so badly that the whole hymen shrivels. Right? It hangs around for a while. It is not unusual. I can't give you statistics, but it's not unusual for at least the first two times for them to see dam. But the first time and the second time. It's only when, really, the first time there were gomer v'yoso and the woman was comfortable, didn't protest too much, right? They can be gomer v'yoso slowly, so there's an adequate intromission, then it ruins the hymen, and it doesn't, by the time she's in teres labailo again, the healing process took care, etc. Remember, it's an area that heals well. It's also an area that doesn't heal well. But that I mean? It's an area that heals well if nothing intervenes. It's like mucus tissue. It's like where the dentist messes up your gums, and for a day or so you're uncomfortable or it bleeds, and the following morning it's okay. It's very rapid healing. But if something gets involved, then it becomes like the going to the dentist with a swollen gum, because an infection got started and it doesn't resolve itself. They need intervention. Okay? Let's go back to Mahabha. We're up to the second half of Aleph. Right, it's only one sif. Tzicher shetifsok b'tahara v'tivdok kol shiva lo tasa limnos ad yom hei l'shilusha. I'll leave that right a minute. One second, let me just finish off. Now we'll get to this. The noig ima becholdini nido liyun hachoko, treats like a regular nido, and kuf tzad gimel. Ela she nido gemura, one had also lo lishan al mitosa afilik sheinim b'mito. Was there muta lo lishan mosa mito lach shom demetz lo afilik v'sadin shadam olav. Why that kuli they've introduced the gemura, I can't explain to you why that one hachoko. Normal hachoko is when a woman is a nido, the husband doesn't sleep in the wife's bed, even when she's not there, because it is an act of intimacy, which will lead to sexual thoughts, psychological stress, etc. Here we're matter that he can sleep in her bed, right? Okay, even if there's still signs of their first marital encounter, there's still dam on the bed sheet. Also good. Osher, you wanted to say something?
I just didn't know what sinning.
I'm sorry?
I didn't know what sinning and seed we were in. Where we were? What sinning?
Oh, put that in Gimel. What's that? Mm-hmm. Just didn't happen last time. We finished it off. Now, I see. What's the business about how long?
Doesn't this mean post that first encounter?
The what?
Doesn't it mean Dafta and that evening post with Marbia?
No. After she gets up to bed, we don't allow her to sleep in the bed, even all shiva by a nida.
No, but this doesn't mean for a week and a half he can sleep on that bed. When she's, in down the super nida, so to speak.
No. This was one of the, we'll soon have it after Amkutzavik. Hey, we have the hachokos, right? It's one of the hachokos. Okay. What is Ad Yom Hei L'Shimusha? So look at the Shach. Kedin nidol akaman sim kuf tzadik vob sif yud aleph. Okay, we'll take a look at that, but the Taz is a little more explanatory. Look at the Taz dalet. So sasa limnos ad yom hei, matosi mishem haral miprag. Afa pi shahastem no agalmo da nidol maschelis limnos miyom ashishi, kuf sif kuf tzadik mikol mokom, b'maschelis limnos acha bi rishon ashab tulin, maschelis limnos miyom hei. What's he telling you? This akuli is if Chazal wanted to let you know, I know that you know that I know that it's dam psulim, it's not dam nida. Right? For dam nida, we ask her 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She saw dam one day. She has to wait 5 days, and day number 6 is day number 1 of the shivli kiyum. By Dam Sulin, she counts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is day 1 of the Shivan Kiyum. Maschelis Limnos Yom Hei. Why? As we'll see when we get to Kuf Tzadik Vov, that the Chumrah of 6 days, of Tzadik counts 6 as 1, is because we're paid Dilmo Shimsha Bein Hashmoshos. So it's a Chumrah. And
Poleta Shekva Zera, which is the Daraisa. But over here, you're dealing only with the Rabbanon. So to worry about a suffix under the Rabbanon, that maybe Shimcha Ben Ashmosho should think it was the day before, and really it was the day after, right? And you're only playing around with Isa the Rabbanon of Dam Sulim, therefore not Machna. You have that clear? Time we make sure that you have clear what we're talking about. 5 days, 6 days. Here's our locker. This is Dindo Aisa. Polete Shechvazera is Eino Ole Leminyan Shiva, but it's not Sosa Leminyan Shiva. Okay? A woman is counting Shiva the Kiyan. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4. On the fourth day, she sees that. Something happened. Obligatory breathing is what explained or something. What happens? She stops again. You reset the clock. She counts 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a hefset tower. Has to count again. If before we had the din of Shiva Nikiyim, if a woman would have relations with her husband, and the following day she becomes a nida. And 2 days later, 3 days later, she has some semen from the original encounter, comes out to the Beis Hachitzon, same as Dam Nida leaving the Moko. So the semen leaves the Moko. That's called Poleta Shechvazera. Poleta Shechvazera destroys that day. So if she was counting Shiva Nikiyim, 1, 2, 3, on the third day she Poleta Shechvazera, right? The next day she counts is 3, not 4. She lost that day. But she didn't break her count. She's not Sosa Leminyan Shiva, it's not Ola Leminyan Shiva. Are you with us? Chazal had this idea that Shechva Zera can stay alive for 4 days, which is fairly accurate. And therefore, live Shechva Zera is Poleta Shechva Zera, and that is Eina Ola Lemina Shiva. So that if she goes to Mikveh, not knowing that, she'll be going to Mikveh a day earlier, and she'll be a Nido Daraisa. It's at a time when we didn't have the Shiva Nikiyim. No, I said that wrong. When she's a Zobo, like we have now, we didn't have the Chilik and either Zobo, but when she's a Zobo, right, and she's counting Shiva Nikiyim, then any day that she's Poleta Shechva Zera, that day can't be counted to Minyan Shiva. She has to add another day, and since she doesn't know about it, Poleta Shechva Zera is not red. It's nothing that would attract her attention, right? Normal secretion. A woman can normally have some secretions, some exudate from the vaginal tract. Some women have more, some women have less. When we talk about, if you show exomen, a condition called leukorrhea is very common among women where they have poletus, a yellowish stain every now and then, which is clearly not dumb, nothing to be concerned with. Except it's something that you have to cast a shot at each time.
Yeah, but if it's during our Zayin Nikiyim, then that could be 6, 7, 8 days since.
Therefore, let's finish off the story. Therefore, we said if a woman saw only 1 day, she has to count as if she saw 5 days and start her count of Shiva Nikiyim on day 6 to make sure that if she has a bleeding cycle, in the menstrual cycle, the bleeding cycle, and then there's the cycle in which the endometrium is building up again, right? There's the first few days the endometrium sloughs off, that gives Dam Nida, and then it starts building up again. So if she would only see. A woman with a short cycle will only bleed for 2 or 3 days. And she would start counting right away on day 4. Then she'd be poleta, she would afraid, maybe she's poleta shefazela, and she'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, when she thinks she should count 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or the 8th day first. Therefore, Chazal made a takana, she can't start counting her Shiva Niki until 5 days pass, 5 days since she had relations with her husband, or since she was royu to have relations with her husband. So whenever she's muteras labayla, that rule of 5 comes in. Now, it so happens that most women don't know about this halacha, because most women stay for 5 days anyway. It's rare for a woman to be able to start counting Shiva Niki before 5 days. But it's not necessarily so. There are women who are on the pill where they shouldn't be, and after a year or two on the pill, their menstrual flow is much, much reduced. In fact, after a whole year on the pill, if you go in with a hook and pull out a little tissue from the endometrium and compare a 20-year-old woman with a 70-year-old woman under the microscope, you can't tell them apart. So nowadays, it's not uncommon for women to be lower down only for 2 or 3 days, even less, if they've been on the birth control pill. Here, I digress for a minute. And I walk a mishmata mode in our station, and a din of Osama Adam Riecho. Don't stand idly by while your female, well, your Jewish, the female Jew, right, is killing herself because she's ruining her dam. Osama Adam Riecho. Poster went over yesterday. I told Rabbi Simon, who got married last night. I said I'd be at the, wouldn't be for dinner, but I'd be at the chuppah reception. I didn't show up. I got involved with a death of the community. A young lady, my parents live in our community. She lives on the west side here. 33 years old, was married a year and a half ago, threw a pulmonary embolism, a clot to the lungs, and died. There's no reason why she died except because she took birth control pills. Since she was having a little trouble with birth control pills, they were staining while on the pill, the doctor increased the dose, as is the way medicine behaves. There's no reason why a 33-year-old one should throw a pulmonary clot except because of it. So England has been yelling for years, you think of Saman Bovis. In America, they're just passing that for postmenopausal women, it's Saman Bovis, and they should not have prescribed basically the pill for postmenopausal women in order to overcome the symptoms of menopause. But they don't want to talk about the premenopausal, which is a massive number of women that use the pill for birth control. In England, they've been, the Lancet magazine has been bombarding the drug companies on the scene for years. Now it's probably coming into American Journal of Internal Medicine, JAMA, and now they let some such articles in. The major advertisers, look in the journal, major advertisers are birth control pills and pills for heart disease. Nobody starts up with the hand that feeds you. So they refuse to publish those articles, those negative articles, until someone is going to come out with such a mega, these mega studies, the mega statistics, and then they will find out that the companies knew about it all along. Of course, everybody knows about it all along, and they'll start suing them, and you'll end up with Merck Vioxx. I believe that Merck will go into bankruptcy. There's no way for Merck to survive. So many people have used Vioxx and nothing happened to them. but the lawyer keeps on advertising on CBS. Right? Did you take Vioxx? Right? Did you have a heart something, anything that you think you had, or might have, or could have, or will have? Right? Come to me, we guarantee big settlements. Big settlement means millions of dollars, and it was one of the most prescribed drugs in the world. And millions of people were taking it. Millions of people started suing Merck for millions of dollars. They were declared bankrupt. There was a company, Robbins, who came out with, we'll talk about it later, in the term, with an IUD, intrauterine device, a method of contraception, by putting in a foreign body there. And somebody goofed on its construction, and it ate its way into the uterine wall and ruptured the uterus on a significant number of women, not many, 50, 60 women. Enough for them to go out of business. No one has that kind of money. And Merck is a great, great company, the largest in the world, and most likely one of the most productive in producing new drugs and so on. They're going to die. And that's what's going to stop the pill. The first crop of lawyers that grab a hold of these ambulance chasers, they grab a hold of enough women to sue as a, what do they call it, a...
Class action suit.
Right? As a class action suit, that'll put them out of business. Okay? So you got that, that's what the proletarship was there is. Right? That's where the 4 and 5 days come in. And since the fifth day was only added because of Sofik Bein HaShmoshos, therefore they didn't want to be Machmer and Dam Sulim. That's what it says in Kuf Tzadik Vav.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
In the instance of the Gemara B'Yeri Shona, does Machaber says Poresh Miyad? Does that mean there is Poresh Miyad as soon as Gemara B'Yeri occurs, or
no,
until intercourse is completed?
No. What it means is, pick up the shot. The Goma Bioso, Alpha Pish Adam Shosis the Yorid, even though she's already aware that there's some Dam, it could be Goma Bioso, who Adin the Mutilo Lipos Be'ibachai, he's allowed to withdraw while still while having an erection, as Eva Chai, Ben Tzorech Lahamtin Atche Yomos Eva, he needn't wait until the erection subsides, because the Gemara has the klal that the husband has anor not only when intromission, but also about withdrawal. Unless it's Eva Mes, then it's no longer sensitive. Kafes Kima Poskim or the Lokarai. By behold, you have to wait. No, it's upon of the mito. He has to stay there until Eva Mace, and then he can withdraw.
But even for Dam Basula?
Huh?
Even for Dam Basula?
For Dam Basula. They treated like neither. The only distinction they made was two that I can see. One, that at post coital he can stay in her bed. Or the following day of dating, which is a sign of intimacy, which is also during the meeting also, right? And two, that they took off this one day of plentiship as ever. But they weren't worried about the Sati Ben Ashmoshas. Okay, which brings us to the next. People, I'm trying my best to cover everything, but as you realize, we're not doing all the shaf, all the taz. The focus is more strongly this time on halacha l'maaseh, but that doesn't prevent you from looking when no one is looking. You can learn the taz also, even though it's dangerous things to do, because he has a few extra chumras that the shaf doesn't have. But nevertheless, Taz was an old man when the Shach wrote his Peirush. And the Shach was under great social sanction for starting up with a
really the posek hador, the taz, and taking them on all over, and that's what led to the kudos hakesev on the side. Right? They kept the debate going after they wrote the shach and the taz. Now you're led to Suma Pelis. Here we go. You're led us Atilu Lohos Adam Temeya Kenida. Now, what does that mean? I'm the slightest idea. The only way you can explain this one, someone should give birth without seeing any blood. Right? The only way you can explain it would be, later on we'll have a cesarean section, could be that you shouldn't be dam, meaning bibsola, didn't see dam in the vaginal tract. Right? If a doctor did a cesarean section and took out the baby and cleaned up the uterine lining, which is open, which you can do, mop it up quickly, and then she won't see any now. Unusual case. But the Bechaber is trying to tell you is, Veda had nothing to do with that. Don't confuse the two. There's Tumas Nida, and there's Tumas Leda. And Tumas Leda is irrelevant to that. Whether it's only a hypothetical, theoretical situation, it's irrelevant. It's pedagogic, it's important to get that clear. There's a concept of Tumas Leda, which is different than Tumas Leda. Okay, therefore he says, your letters per se is metame. And her tumor is different. Her tumor is 7 days for a boy, 40 days for a girl.
That's real.
Hmm?
Parshat Tazria.
I'm sorry?
That's Parshat Tazria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in the Parshat Tazria. You're not supposed to look in the Chumash. What's an Amor Zaraisa? If you ask him where a person in the Chumash is, he says, wait a minute, and he looks up at the Gemara. On the side of the Gemara, he lets you know where the person is. Okay. Yeah?
The cesarean section itself, though, there is no din from the...
The what?
The cesarean section itself, though, there is no din of Tumat Vedo, right?
Let's just run through a little bit. Look at the last simon, the last sif in the simon. Okay, you doubt it? Just put that away. Put this concept away so you have it clear. Yotzei Dofen, that cesarean section, came out through the wall, came out through the belly. Imlo yotzo dam el derech dofen imo. Idel derech dofen imo tohora mileda. Minida or Mizova. Okay, you with us? That's not Leda, that's not Damnida, that's not Damzova. Okay. Pick up Sid Aleph. Yoledes afilu loros adam tmei kenido ben yoldechai ben yoldemes afilu nefel, even though she gave birth to a child that has no viability. V'kamehem yemei tumoso, how long is tumas leida? The answer is that what Avi said, a pasuk uchumish, right? Ishik is azriya with all the zohar, right? So tmei shivas yomim. and in the Keva, Shuayim, 14 days? No, no. Achshav is manazeh. Kol hayodos, chashuvos, yodos, bezov. That's part of the blanket or the constant halacha, the halacha of lo plug. We always treat as if it was the dam is ziva. Utsichos dispo shiva nikiyim. Nimtzos homer, shaladid de zocho yosheva zayin leleda. Zayin lenikiyim. That's him, right? Leziva, zayin lekiyim leziva. Vayoledes nikeva. Yosheva shuayim leleda. Zayin lekiyim leziva. You may later him zayin lezocho yidal nikeva. Vimlo rosso behen. Olin lesfira zivosa. Okay? If she didn't see any dam at all, that hypothetical case, yoledes afila lorosa dam, then she starts counting 7 days. Those 7 days cover also the 7 days of nida, or 7 days of zova, rather. Likewise, she has to count 14 days. Seven of those days are covered, so she counts only 14 days. That's the lorosa dam klum. If she saw dam, right? Then she has to count the 14 days for an akeva, right? And 7 days from the days that she stopped seeing them. Vimshomu zayin akiyim besol yudal in akeva. If, however, she didn't see them, and it's now 10 days since she gave birth, and she has no dam, if she gave birth to a girl, no go. She can't go to the mikveh. She still has to count 4 more days for 2 months later. Mshomu zayin ikiyim esof gudal in the keva. Hareza asura ad leil tezvob. Vim tovlo koidim lachain, lo also lo tvila. Hold this 1 minute. Look at the Ramah first. Ulacha zayin lezocho uyudal in the keva. Mitela sabayla miyad. Mayacha shesofra zayin ikiyim. Nochoza berosa. That's how we paskin. Miyu yesh mekomos. Shenogim shen tovlin toch mem lezocho ushmon in the keva. An unreasonable chumrah. The Torah says that after 7 and 14, any dam that she sees is dam toho. Even if she sees dam, she mutaras labayla. That's a chilik, being zochor in a keva, right? A zochor, we give him 7 and 33, you may toho, and in a keva, counts 14, and she has 66 days of Yemei Torah, which means in those days, after she's gone to Mikre, from the Tumas Leda, and she sees Dam again for those 80 days since she gave birth, we disregard all blood. That's Talocha Din Doraisa. Even Dam that Bom and Amoko, I mean, so-called Dam Nida, is not Nida during those 80 days, during those 66 days. Right? Ve'ein lahatir b'mokom shenogu leso lahachmir. Avo b'mokom she'ein minog ein lahachmir klal. Rak miyad shel oros adam acha zayim lezocho idan lekeva yusofra zayin ikiyim muteres labayla. Avo im roso v'chozro v'roso afilo tipas dam kechardu temeyo ap agav demidaraisa dam toho. Okay. Again, a chumrus of a chumrus, but one that's taken into account in Paskin Shailas of Sofit. So, Mare and so on and so forth, Sofit, yeah, we recognize that during those 66 days, right, any dam she sees is dam toho. Only a chumrus, and a chumrus that's was not as special before you saw it. I only know about the Yemenite community that's knowing the 40, the mem and the pay of him. But I understand that there were sections of Morocco that had the hunger and Baghdad, Iraq, in Baghdad, they had that hunger. Yeah.
But if she sees the first 3 days after giving birth, isn't she considered to be a Zohar Gadola? Well, so seeing blood, the birth, so down later,
all that is suspended. Right? That means that although she's down later, and if she stops after that, and she can go to mikveh from her down later, from her tumas later, not down really, down her later, right, from her tumas later, and she goes to mikveh, then follows. After that, it's all dam tov.
So dam leida has no connection to dam leida.
No,
to dam ziva.
Suspends ziva, suspends everything.
So what does that mean?
The only shaila is if she, well, I don't know later on, if she alleges the zov, she was a ziva, right? Because while I'm pregnant, she became a zova, and then she gave birth. What happens to her old zova tumor? Right? Complicated sugi in the Gemara.
What are the Zayinikim talking about?
What?
What are the
Zayinikim? Zayinikim is when she stops bleeding.
Let's say she doesn't stop bleeding for a long time.
And old dam is dam nida. Not now, right? That's what we did. We'd like to clean all the beautiful things that said on dam nida and dam toho and so on. It's not an effect as manazeh. We go with one criteria. You see blood, you should be clean.
First of all, how long does a woman usually bleed afterwards? And the second thing, it just doesn't make sense.
Almost always, I'd say for 3 weeks. Always. And many women for 5 weeks. Many women don't even stop bleeding until after the so-called six-week checkup. After 6 weeks in America, women go see the doctor. It's standard postnatal care, right? At which time he says, okay, now you can have relations with your husband again, which is another problem we'll talk about later. The doctors are so, like the Mille in Yemen, right? They say, Sula la baila for 40 days. Yeah. Some kind of...
But she was bleeding until that point.
Oh, and no problem, but very often she's not bleeding already for several weeks, and they don't have relations because the doctor didn't let...
Even though after
Shiva, in Shochnoch, the doctor, you get into real trouble. Yeah.
Even though after 7 days after birth, we consider it down to her, she still needs Shiva Nikim, she still needs to do
half the time. Shiva Nikim. No case where a woman sees down, that doesn't need Shiva Nikim.
But then, once you, like, with the London, the ideas we were saying before is that the Shiva Nikim and Hasek Tower is like Nivara and Suffolk, and the Deacon is Nivara and Suffolk, and there's no more down. Therefore, after we see. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shiva Nikiyah means because she was a Zova. Zova has to wait Shiva Nikiyah.
But the Hafsik Tara is to be to
as the what?
The Hafsik Tara is to say it stopped.
That's right.
She's now
she needs Shiva days. So now she's 7 days after it stops.
But now she's moved in from a status of bleeding to now a status of not bleeding after 7 Shiva Nikiyah. So we say that she's definitely not bleeding anymore. So
No. Seven days, because you're looking for certitude that she's not bleeding. 7 days is because she was a Tumah Zova. And Tumah Zova makes a Tumah when she's not bleeding for 7 days. Don't do it bleeding 7 days. 7 days is not a Biru where she's not bleeding.
So
the Hefetara took care of that.
So when does she form the Chazaka that she goes from a woman that...
When she makes a Hefetara. What we said is, we'll come back to it again later, that the first few days of Shiva Nikiyah, we're machmer more than, because the idea that a Hefsik Tara moved her from a Cheskas Roedam, Chesain Roedam is Mesupik, because many women will start up again on the eighth day and so on, so therefore we're more machmer if there's a Shaila on the Dam. But otherwise, she's left a Chazoka, a Suri Lishados. When she was seeing Dam, she'll never stop, I told her. When she stops seeing Dam, she'll never stop. That's how we deal with the straight Chazoka. for the Chazot Asuya Mishtaris. Okay? Yeah.
So, regardless of how long she bleeds afterwards, she's going to wait Shiva Nakim, whether she's bleeding for 7 days, 10 days, whatever it is, and after that she's waiting Shiva Nakim. If after that Shiva Nakim, if she sees blood for only a day, is she a Zava Katana?
She's never a Zava Katana, she's always a Nida.
She's a Nida, but then is that, wait, is that
five, you have to wait 5 days and 7 days. If at that time she'd want to mikvah already, she hadn't want to mikvah, you have to wait only 7 days. Seven Akiyim. But she's born to mikvah, even though she's asleep with her husband. I'm just jumping ahead. In Paschal, as long as she's Ruyo, right? She's Ruyo, Leo's Mutera Sabaylo, right? She was Mutera Sabaylo Api Aloche, even though she didn't have relations. Her husband was abroad. So there's no danger of Poleta Shepazela. I became low fluid.
According to this, before we get into the Lamaitza and from the Ramah talks about, so if in theory a woman were to give birth, stop bleeding, have Zayin Nikin, and goes to mikveh, after that if she starts bleeding again, let's say because of B or whatever it may have been, we don't count that. That blood is not considered to be, that blood is considered to be
Dam Tor?
Midaraisin.
Right. Today?
No, I'm saying before we get into the chub, before we get into the chub.
Perfectly done to all.
But it's post Zayin Nikin that blood starts to appear.
Actually, not Zayin Nikin. There's no Zayin Nikin for later. Talking about biblically.
Biblically,
you
don't
need so she stops sitting down. She goes to the mikvah. As long as she passed 7 and 14, the Zoch and the Kaver. The moment she stops sitting down, she goes to the mikvah. And she can tell us the Bible. Don't need Shiva Nikin and Midaraisin. Midarabonon, we wiped away all these complications by saying she always has to wait till she.
Okay, so in the case of Hamayan Hosea, right? Her during
Yitzhak
the time
Mayona, right?
Yitzhak Mayon during the times of Nida. So we say you see Dam at that particular time, removes that Dam Nida and not Ma, correct? So over here, since her mayan, I mean, she's not bleeding, but her muffler is open because of hurt, so we don't say that.
No. That's covered by whatever happened from Yeshua, she doesn't care about that, we'll have that soon, she aborts something.
Right.
It's covered by the 7 and 14.
Right, it's covered by that, okay.
Yeah.
Just like we had before with the Rive, it was pretty, one of the
right.
Very simple.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk, I think it's the organization and Mahabadi. What means she's religious? And talk about what is a shayla that every yeshiva has. And that is, when she is a religious, then she has all the fullness of a Nida. When did she become a Yoledes? When did she become a Nida? Even though it's not Dam Nida, it's Dam Nida. Which you see as a different malote from the Kasha Levi. You keep that dam, the rice is different than dam Nida. But Allah the rice of the Manazé, whenever she sees dam, she's a Surah Labaila, and all halachos come into effect. So this Shaila was asked, most likely the first time, that the Lamaz method came into play. Okay. Alach l'maisa b'zman hazeh, because of unisex and feminism, the husband is supposed to give birth also. So they go together to give birth. Right? They go together to the prenatal classes. Right? And the husband is supposed to participate in the birth process. among the Indians, among the American Indians, among most of the natives in the Amazon, the husband stays outside the tent where the woman is giving birth, and he goes through all the labor pains. He sits on a birthing stool, and he twitches, and he screams, and he yells, right, as if he were in pain, so that he participates in the eighth of Tildi Bona. Nowadays, the husband participates in, why should I tell you, Avi, what did you do? You went to Lamas classes, or whatever Chazarai they call it nowadays?
What
do they ask you to do?
They ask you to do everything that they ask the wife to do. To practice the breathing. You should ask, what the heck am I going to practice breathing for?
But well, what about massaging her back?
Oh yeah, we didn't practice that because we knew we wouldn't do it anyway.
Okay. So that's where the shaila's come in. Actually, you did wrong. Well, you should. The woman is in pain and massaging her back would help her. You should massage her back. Until a point where you also massage her back. What's that point? When is a woman considered to be, right, a yoledis, so that she's asur l'vayna? If she sees dam, that's easy. Why? Because we have our low proof. Dam, I don't care where, what, where, asur l'vayna. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So what I did, I just made myself a photocopy of Hilchos Shabbos. A yoledes is mechal ulayas haShabbos. It's in Siman Shin Lamed. Right. If days kusis emiyald nosu b'Shabbos, which is a terrible mission bull over here that would make Moshe Cohen give up medicine. Yeah. A Jewish midwife doesn't help a goy, a shiksi, give birth on Shabbos. Afilu b'schar, we're reading our Mishnah Berurah, afilu b'schar. So again, a little bit of an aside, but something you should know about. I mean, you have to know about. But b'chol miyaldin mishum eva, weekdays, because we don't want to have the goyim angry at us. As my Shreza Tzal said, doesn't mean angry. They're angry at us anyway. I don't want the goy to hate us, they hate us anyway. I don't want the goy to kill us. And if we will not take care of a sick person, if a goy has a heart attack on Shabbos, and you're a doctor and you step over him, if it was a Jew and a goyish doctor, he would step on him. And you step over him and don't take care of him, then the next time a Jew has a medical emergency, a goy won't touch him, or worse, they'll make a pogrom. Consequently, that's the whole. We'll go ahead to the Shabbos. Right? Hocha also, why mishum di yachola lishtamek lomar ein mechalon Shabbos kiim lahu demantar Shabbos. Once upon a time, maybe that was an excuse. That we can mechal Shabbos only for Shomer Shabbos. Can't be mechal Shabbos for someone who doesn't, not Shomer Shabbos. Right. And since a goy is not Shomer Shabbos, you think that's an acceptable answer. Why? That'll explain why you don't want to treat a non-Jew on the Shabbos. You can go with it, but it's not acceptable anymore. Why? The goyim aren't religious enough. Once upon a time, people were religious. They observed their religious laws, their customs. They understood. My religion, your religion, my religion different than your religion, fine. You're a member of the club, has certain advantages. A member of the club has certain disadvantages, right? But that doesn't sell anymore. Why? One of our great enemies is the universal egalitarianism that came into this world. It went ahead and gave the Jew a chance to enter society, but also imposed upon us obligations to society, which run counter to our halacha. right? Because our halacha is not egalitarian. Da, da rofim afila yosek sheirim einen nezor bezer klal. Even from doctors treat goyim on Shabbos, the masim b'chol Shabbos shenosim tamar parsos the rapos of the kohavim. The kosin they write the shochus hamamonim they prepare drugs by grinding. Right, vein lehem al misha yismuchu. Da'atilu im neimem mutar lachal Shabbos b'isu the rabbanon yishameiva. Right. But Isu the Raisa Brother also Lukul Alma, Umachali Shabbos Gemurim Hain Bemezid, Hashem Yishmerenu. My sphere has a tshuva, famous tshuva, that said, I just told you, the Eva doesn't mean they should like us. Eva means they shouldn't kill us. And therefore, treating of Goy on Shabbos is Tikkuch Nefesh for a Jew. And therefore, it's Mutar to Machal Shabbos Faresir, and Isu the Raisa. Hashver was not the first. Shin Lamed, on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch, he had the Tshuva Sam Sofer, he said the exact same thing. It's published on every big Aruch Chaim. Okay, you're with us on that one. Just aside. Now comes. Nikras Yoledes, Lechal Ola Shabbos, and that would be Negeos. The same halacha, right? For Tuma Sleido, when she's Tumea Leido, when she starts the Leido process, what is that? Mishe Teshev Ala Mashver. When she sits down on the birthing chair. O Misho Shadam Shoseis Viole. Or when she sees blood. The so-called show. Vadai, a woman often expels a mucus plug as the birth process begins before she sees dam, but that mucus plug is always tinged with blood. So therefore she wants a nida there. And therefore at that point she machal Shabbos for her. Next, O. This by the way is quoting word for word the Gemara in Shabbos Kupchov Tes. When is later begin, or the third one, Bishor Shechavoser Nosu Soso Bezro Seho, Shem Bokoch Lahaloch. Okay, Moshe, what's that?
Sorry, what was
how do you define that?
What was the term?
Her friends have to carry her, help her walk, because she can't walk.
Is that labor?
Huh?
Labor, is that labor?
What?
Labor, is that labor?
No, labor is labor. No. What it means is... Shouldn't let kids get married when the head is fully engaged. The head is down and already at the birth canal, so it's pushing her legs apart. She can't walk. She can only waddle, so she needs someone to help her. Those are the simonim that Chazal had. Any one of these three simonim indicate that the labor process has begun. Okay.
If the baby's head was already down there, then shouldn't you have assumed that the water would have broken?
Yeah. What?
Water would have broken before that.
No. Water broken, not mentioned. Big machlokas achonim, halacha l'maisa, we disregard the water. Water breaking doesn't say anything. They learned water breaking. Those who achma, we'll come later on. I'll come to it. Those who asked when the water breaks, if they said that the yeshur of sich lakeva below dam, that the water made up sich lakeva. That's nonsense. The Psitz HaKeva that Chazal was talking about was to dilate the cervical os, right? And water doesn't dilate the cervical os. Okay.
So what were they again?
What do I? First one is when she. It's a kind of a. A subjective thing. When the doctor puts her on the birth stool. Ala Mashbir. Remember, they gave birth on a stool. Unlike the idiots today who give birth in bed. And every study has shown that a woman gives birth with greater ease if she's in a sitting, semi-reclining position, rather than lying flat on her back, where she has to push against gravity. The gravity helps the baby come out. Yeah. But no one changes except those special places who emphasize happy childbirth, the baby is born into a tub of water. You read about it? One or two places in New York have it. They drop the baby. The baby comes out and drops into a tub of warm water. Since the baby doesn't have to breathe anyway, it has a umbilical cord yet, so the baby doesn't have the shock of giving birth until they take him out of the water. My little chacham with the katam, I don't know what they accomplished by it. So he's born a minute later. What they accomplished there. But the main thing is the husband is there, music is playing, and the woman is sitting on an easy chair, etc. Right. V'ra'isem al havnoyim im ben hu v'amisem oso im basi v'choy. What's al havnoyim? Havnoyim was a marble chair, as history books show, as history of medicine, a marble chair in the right position, where a woman would be sitting with her legs spread apart, but in a semi-reclining position. Okay? That's what we're talking about here. The Lamaze method is okay until this happens. Halacha Lamaise, the husband can handle his wife, can rub her back, can do what he was taught in their childbirth classes that they take together, until she becomes a nida to Riyaz Dam. The others, the Chavoseh, Nososo, Bezoseh, that would not happen in Bizmanazeh, except in an emergency where she gives birth in the car, I mean, just came out of the car. By that time, she's in the labor room, not in the delivery room, not in the labor room anymore. Now, what about dilating the Raisha of the cervix? Everyone who's gone through the birth pangs with his wife knows that they measure how wide the opening is to know how imminent birth is. Is that a simen? It may very well coincide with Zvoseh and also with Chavoseh and also with Zvoseh. Right. But we'll see, Halacha Lamaise, is the midwives knew about measuring the size of the opening, and the Halacha, the Achayim speak about it much, we'll see. Okay.
Why don't we overlook the Harchakos? If at that point she's a Chayma, it seems like the Gezeira of Harchaka doesn't even apply.
Please, save that, but we'll soon learn the Harchakos of Nida. Let me pose your question in a general way. What about contact not derech hibur? That's what you need to ask, right? A woman is not safe. She's not tummy. She's also the violence. We have no tumas nida, as well as, and there was tumas nida, so you become tummy, you touch her. So what we're worried about is that this is what? Prelude to sexual encounter. Right. So that's the question. And I like to pose it my way, right? You're out, 20-inch snowfall, right? And you have to go into yeshiva, and you're walking with your wife, and you're carrying the baby, right? And your wife is a nida at that time. You have to go into the first hall. What do you do? Call the guard, say, here, please take my baby, give it to my wife. Or do you put the baby down on the snowbank and let your wife pick him up, right? Or do you say low flu? Yeah. That's right. It's also to hand her anything as one of the hakokos, right? Therefore, what's his name at the gate? That's why it's a requirement in Hilchos Nida to learn to speak Spanish. Otherwise, you can't manage. Yeah.
The classic Rambam about Chivas Bia.
The what?
About Chivas Bia.
Yeah.
So that doesn't apply with the Chavos.
We'll have a whole simon, long simon, on the Chavos. Okay. Tumas Leda starts with the Achayim equated the two halachas and said what we call Yoledes, right? When Yoledes starts with the Yisurim of Leda starts at the same time when you have the Heterim of Shabbos, where for Shabbos you mutter lechalal Shabbos, there for Leda she becomes a Surah Labayla. Okay? You should know that there are certain cultures where when a woman goes into labor, the husband is supposed to have relations with her. That's supposed to ease the birth process. Let's take the next one. Hamapelis Besochmem. That's what's up with this one. Hamapelis Besochmem. Ain't a chosheshes leblad. She expelled something. Right? It cannot be a blood, because within 40 days we don't expect her to become pregnant, right, and have something which we call a blood to make a tummy. Aval chosheshes mishum nida pilalova also. But she becomes a nida as long as she expelled something. In other words, nafkamina will be that she just counts shiva nikiyim. Not to worry about whenever there's a suffix blood, she has to wait 40 days. Because the suffix blood, the suffix nikiyim, right? They have to wait 40 days, but if it's within 40 days of giving birth, there's no danger of it being a blood. But she also a vayla because of yevshel of sif lakeva below dam. Now that is at variance with the Shiltas. I mentioned one before. But the Shiltas in Tazria says, the Feirish, I gave you a copy of that Shiltas, right? It says the Feirish that what's called Sith together, only a blood, Shinigma Tsoroso of more than 40 days. But within 40 days, there is no Nigma Tsoroso, so the size of the blood isn't adequate for Psichas together, and I totally worked it out, show you that it's the shear of eczba from 0.7 to 0.8 inches in the long axis, and that would be safe as I get. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, let me give you, I'm sorry, I didn't give this out, did I? Yeah, I gave out this answer. Yes. Fellas, please.